If cancer is going to become a chronic rather than an acute disease, how will that change the experience of having it, emotionally and psychologically? How will people with cancer cope with knowing that while they may live for many years, they may also never be cured? For a portrait of one such person, meet Pete Daly.
I'm a melanoma cancer patient and was first diagnosed a little over 2 years ago. And at that point, in less than 10 weeks from clear skin to an eraser-sized bump on my arm, I developed stage 3 melanoma. It's hard to describe kind of the brick wall you run into when you hear that diagnosis. I actually was riding my bike home after work, arrived to an empty house, it was dark, and the phone's ringing, and I pick up the phone, and my dermatologist is on the phone. And it also happened to be my birthday, so it was kind of like I was expecting a very upbeat day, and I get this call, quite bluntly saying, you have malignant melanoma. So it hit me like a brick wall. Mainly the main message I tell myself is today is today. I sort of clue in on how I'm feeling that day and judge my activities and outlook and view accordingly. Oftentimes I'm faced with activities like I want to do, like run the Ironman, and up until really the day of the event, I thought, well, maybe I won't be able to do this, but I figured I'd just take it literally one stroke at a time. One roll on my bike at a time and one step on the marathon to do it. I think so often our mental construct of dealing with the disease is working through it. It's like a bad cold. I'll get over this. I think with something like cancer, you're dealing with the process of living, the process of dealing with the disease. So it brings you very much up to the present. And that's its real gift. And sometimes I think it's surprising having a cancer diagnosis that when you look around the world and see other people operating, that they don't get that message. They really don't get it. And although some people might feel sorry for me with a cancer diagnosis, more often than not, I feel sorry for others that they don't have that message because their life would be fuller with that message. Could you ever envision not having this diagnosis? Or would you ever turn the time back? I probably wouldn't. The changes it's brought about in my life have been more important than just rewinding the clock.
Pete Daly is an engineer with recurrent melanoma.